name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One and All Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 27th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm David Alexander Smith. I'm 40 and I'm from originally Edinburgh but living in London.
And how are you doing today?
I'm okay, thanks, yeah. Warm.
So can I just ask how you initially heard about the project?
It was actually through a friend who'd also applied for it, and he managed to get up in about the second week in July at about 11 o'clock at night. So I didn't know anything about it before then, but he said you should give it a go, and here I am. Yeah.
What was it in particular about the project that made you want to get involved?
I think I just like... maybe it's a sort of exhibitionist streak in me. I want to just take part in things that are sort of rare chances to take part in things that only a few people get to do. So, yeah, I thought it was worth a go.
So, can you just talk a little bit about kind of what you do for a living, what you're interested in?
Yeah, I work in TV and I do subtitling for the deaf, which is getting paid to watch TV, which is fun. So I've been doing that for about 15 years now. I'm actually was kind of between jobs for the last few months. I was living up in Edinburgh with my parents, but I've got a new job back down in London, which I'm starting next week, actually. So I've just come down this weekend to do this and then to start that. So I'm into TV and theatre. Mainly I'm into taking part in amateur dramatics, musicals, and singing in a choir as well. So. Again, that's the exhibitionist streak, I suppose.
So, sorry, when you say you're working for a TV company?
A TV broadcast services company that does subtitling for the BBC and for various other cable channels.
Is there any reason why you decided to go into subtitling?
It was just something I saw advertised and thought seemed interesting and was a job that was doing something worthwhile for people. I think it's good to know you're doing something worthwhile and sort of rewarding in that sense, but also fun because I'm into TV. So.
Do you know many people who have impairments or disabilities?
I don't actually know, but we get the odd visitor to the company from like deaf awareness groups and so forth. I don't know anybody personally, but I think it's just something that's. A worthwhile service to think about and know about for the future if anybody in your family or your friends should need that.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
I'm actually going to read a French play, basically doing all the parts myself. This was a play, as I said, I'm into acting and that really started off when I did a play at university, which is the one I'm going to do today, and that was 21 years ago, so I thought that's fitting, I'll do that. So I'm basically going to start reading the text from the start and see how far I get, probably about the first 20 or so pages, but I've been trying to sort of let people know at the university that I'm doing it. I was trying to track down some people who were in it, I haven't actually managed to do that, but if it stays up on the website, then it'll be quite good for them to see.
Which play is it, and are you speaking in French?
It's French. It's Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme by Molière, which, as I say, I took part in. I've got the text, but the first few pages are going to be familiar to me because I was the sort of in the first scenes and I started off the play, so I imagine it might just come back to me like that. I don't know.
Do you speak French?
Theoretically, because I did it at university. I don't really use it these days, but it's there somewhere, French and German. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about your amateur dramatics? Of how long you've been doing it, what plays you've been involved in?
Yeah, it's mainly these days it's musicals. It's in a musical theatre group in Ealing called Glock Musical Theatre. We do musicals, we do two shows a year, one in the summer and one which is more like a kind of review cabaret show in October. And the last one I did was Hello Dolly back in May, so I had a part in that. But we've done all sorts of things. We've done Mall Flanders, we've done Pirates of Penzance, chess, the Wiz quite well, actually do things that are a bit different to the traditional Oklahomas and all the stuff that all the other companies do. So it's good fun, and it's a good social thing as well. We sort of meet once a week, and later on sort of two or three times a week as we get nearer to the show. And it's good fun. Nobody takes it that seriously. It's just all a bit of a laugh, really. And it's, yeah.
Was drama something that you involved yourself in when you were younger?
Not really, no. I think singing, it was singing from like when I was at school in choirs and things. But the acting, really, as I say, just started at university. But as I say, it's been singing and acting since then, rather than straight plays.
So this particular play, this is something that you performed recently?
No, 21 years ago when I was at university. Yeah.
So yeah. What are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time?
For today, I think it'll just be something fun, something different. Got quite a few people say they're going to come. Maybe about 6 or 7 or 8 people. So it could be good. Good to see a bit of competition from the support act in the corner there, but yeah, I think it'll be good fun. I'm just going to go up and enjoy myself. It's a nice day to do it, so, and better this time of day than my friend did it at 11 o'clock at night, which wouldn't have been quite so good, or 3 o'clock in the morning wouldn't have been quite so much fun, but I think I've got quite a good slot to do it, so yeah.
Are you going to just be reading, or are you enacting it as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be mostly reading it, but trying to put sort of expression and accents into it a little bit, but not to the extent of having costumes or anything. So
do you want it to be quite an isolated experience, or do you want to also engage with people?
No, I mean, generally it'll just be me doing it and people watching and hopefully enjoying and hopefully not heckling.
So have you brought anybody with you today?
Well, I've not sort of brought people with them, but there's the few people who are definitely who are coming to see it, who I'll be seeing afterwards. As I say, there's maybe about half a dozen, maybe 7 or 8. So.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I think that'll be all right. I think it's good for the people who can't manage to see it, because they can see it afterwards. And it's good for me to be able to see it afterwards. Just, again, quite a unique sort of souvenir of it. So it'll be good to see it.
So can I ask you where you're from, where you kind of grew up?
Yeah, I'm from Scotland, from Edinburgh originally, although nobody believes me because I haven't got an accent. I went to school in Edinburgh. I went to university in the north of England in Salford, just next to Manchester. And I've been in London for about 15, 17 years. So maybe that's why there's no accent, but yeah.
Do your parents have quite a strong accent?
Yeah, they do actually, yeah. Probably more so, yeah. But my mum always says, she always accuses me on the phone of having gone English and having an English accent, but I can't really help it. Yeah.
So how do you like London? Would you want to move back to Scotland at all?
No, I mean, I like it down here because I've established a lot of social contacts and friends, and there's lots going on. I mean, I live out in sort of in West London in Ealing, so it's not quite as busy or sort of bustling as being in the centre of London, so I think it's the best of both worlds, really. It's a nice kind of atmosphere, but you've also got all the things on your doorstep to be able to enjoy arts things and theatre things or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
So obviously you're quite passionate about theatre. What other interests do you have?
I'm into doing quizzes, pub quizzes, and I actually did a quiz last night with my friends from the theatre group, which we won again. We annoy everybody because we win them quite a lot. It's getting a bit boring now. But that was good fun because we're really kind of cutthroat and competitive about it, so it's all good fun. So I'm into that, cinema, sort of arty things, not sport at all, more sort of cerebral things than physical sporty things.
In terms of this project, what are your thoughts, what do you think of it since the beginning, its progression?
I think it's an interesting idea, and I think it's just one of these things that'll always be there, that you have done. It's something you can sort of tell people about, and it's obviously going to build up into a kind of snapshot of the nation, as it were, and different types of people and what they do, and so it's in a more sort of intelligent fashion than the likes of Big Brother or something. It's a more focused thing, and it's more forces people to be quite imaginative and creative, So yeah, I think it's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you think this experience will affect you in any way?
I think well, it might be a sort of challenge, I suppose, to be able to. I mean, the hour will probably be quite long. I would imagine it will seem quite long. So it's probably it'll maybe help me in kind of project performance skills, theatre skills, or just confidence skills. Because paradoxically, although I'm sort of muck about on stage and make a fool of myself on stage, I'm quite a shy person in other ways. So it's kind of so to be able to do something like this, it's just a bit different, and yeah, it's good. Probably a good experience, I think, in that way.
Well, thank you very much.
That's okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it's fine. Presumably, I think the other lady explained in terms of the cameras, it's just they kind of follow you around. Is that right? The ones that are sort of there and there, so just kind of do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.